Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 1470, and I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Friday, and welcome to another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet and nutrition, and lots more. You send in the questions, and I answer them for you. Now, once a month, usually during the first Q&A episode of the month, like today, I mention a bit about my background and credentials so you can better understand where my perspectives come from. And again, given this is the first Q&A of the month, it's time for that. So while I had always been obsessed with Batman, I wasn't always obsessed with nutrition, exercise, and health and wellness, but that all changed. Being diagnosed with a chronic disease at the age of 19 definitely changed my life's purpose. It was then I decided to focus my attention on helping others so no one else had to experience a chronic disease diagnosis like I did. Now, in order to do that, I wanted to have some credibility. Now, this is not meant to be a humble brag, I promise, but instead, I want to be sure I gain your trust. So I received both my master's and doctoral degrees in public health. And to really be sure I covered all of my bases, hey, baseball reference, I also became a registered dietitian nutritionist, a certified health education specialist, and a certified exercise physiologist to the American College of Sports Medicine. Now, since that turnaround and since I got my degrees, I've been teaching in higher education for over 14 years, and I'm currently faculty within the California State University system. I've also published peer-reviewed studies, presented at national conferences, and have been interviewed by over 70 different media outlets for my expertise on basically all the things I discuss on this podcast. So all of this to say that when I provide my commentary after each episode and answer the questions on Fridays that you send in, I hope you feel as though it's coming from a place of truth. My only intention is to help you feel your best. All right, now that we've covered that, let's finally hear today's question as we optimize your life. Today's question came via email. Pionar writes, "Hi there, my brother is 3 years older than I am. He currently weighs 160 kilograms, or about 350 pounds, and has very high blood pressure and is a potential diabetes candidate. He has been overweight pretty much his entire life. As a family, we have tried to support him, and we've tried to help him change his mindset about his body and his health. But he has resisted any support or outside help and is on a very dangerous path, especially now during COVID-19. My question to you is, what can we do to help him? What can we do to get him to feel that the weight loss journey and living a healthier life is his idea and to help him commit to a long-term goal? Kind regards." Thank you so much for the question, Pioneer. It sounds like you really care about your brother's health, and that's super admirable. It can get frustrating to try and help someone that may not share the same enthusiasm that you have for their own health and wellness. Now, it's taken me a while to realize this, but I found that when someone is really close to someone else or cares a lot for them, you may be more invested in their health than they are. Again, that's okay because it means you care. And even though your brother may not share the same enthusiasm for their own health that you do, that's okay too. It's just because their priorities are different. And you know what that means? It just means they're human. But don't give up on your brother. So Let's take a step back and think about it this way. There's a lot that has to happen in order for someone to actually take someone else's advice to heart. Think about the last time someone took your advice. Now, not just health advice, any advice. Maybe you were asked by a friend about how to help them with their relationship with their partner, or where and how to invest their money, or whether they should apply to a new job, whatever. Really think about it. When you were providing your advice to them, did they make eye contact with you? Did they actually listen? Or did they just argue with you the whole time? Most importantly, by the end of the conversation, did they actually follow your advice? Okay, now think of it this way. When was the last time you acted on someone else's advice? When you did actually take someone else's advice and follow their advice, what was it about their message that convinced you to do so? Again, I'm talking about any behavior, not just a health behavior. Really think about it. The simple act of listening to someone else tell you what to do automatically makes us feel as if we're less than. We have to admit that we are flawed somehow, and now we need to improve. This is not something that's easy for our egos to admit. Then let's say you're the advice giver and you actually have the other person's attention and they're actually listening and not interrupting, and you're talking about why they should be following a healthy lifestyle. You may find they argue with you and they say things in response to your arguments like, oh, it's easier for you to follow a healthy lifestyle because you enjoy working out. Or it's easier for you because you're younger than me. Or it's easier because you don't suffer from such and such ailment, or you have more time than I do. Look, I've heard all of these reasons, but the trick to responding is this. When you're having this conversation with them, try not to get defensive. Don't engage in the argument. Don't say things like, hey bro, I understand, I'm busy too. Instead, let them vent. Let them talk about why this won't work for them. It's okay. Just listen. But then ask follow-up questions. If they say something like, well, of course you see results because you actually enjoy all of this healthy stuff, you can respond with, you're right, I do enjoy this. But what can I do to help you enjoy this too? So instead of trying to get them to understand you, you listen and understand them first. Ask them about their goals in life. They might have a witty response and say something like, well, my goal is to get you off my back, or my goal is to be able to sit in a hammock all day drinking martinis. Of course, you can chuckle at their cheesy jokes, but bring them back to reality and ask, okay, so after I get off your back or after you sit in your hammock all day drinking martinis, what will you do the rest of the day? Now, here's why this approach is so important. You're giving them a choice. By giving them a choice, you're not telling them what to do. You're making it clear that you care about them as a person. You care about their goals and understand their needs before you give advice. This starts to break down any resistance they may be feeling. Now, even after all of this, it may not work. They may still seem uninterested. So you could say something like, I understand that a lifestyle change doesn't sound all that great, but may I share something with you? Notice, you don't go right into all the reasons why they must start a diet and lose weight right this very second. Instead, you ask permission to share your thoughts. By doing this, it empowers the other person. It makes them feel like you actually care. You want to know what they're thinking. So, after they give you permission to share your thoughts, and they will almost always say yes when you ask, you can express how much you care about them. You can express why this conversation means a lot to you. Now, think about how this approach differs from what your brother has likely heard from everyone else up until this point. In my experience, individuals like your brother have probably heard the same lecture from others, especially their healthcare providers, about how they need to change their lifestyle as soon as possible or face the consequences. But if you ask them about their motivations and how they feel about the process, now they're not just taking orders from you, they're involved. They're the decision maker. It's their life after all. They don't have to follow your advice. By doing this, you show you really care and aren't just going to be one more person that tells them what to do and how to live. Now, the other thing I'll mention is that the reason so many are hesitant to incorporate healthier habits is because they fear they will be losing something. They may be afraid that they will have to lose all of their favorite foods and eat foods that don't taste good. They'll have to give up some of their precious time to do something really uncomfortable like exercise. So it feels like a lot of sacrifice. To get past this, encourage your brother to make a pros and cons list. Now, don't call it a pros and cons list. Maybe come up with a catchier name, something that sounds a little more gentle. But basically, ask him to first write down the reasons why following his old habits is beneficial in the short term, like over the next 6 months. Then ask him why following his old habits is beneficial over the long term, like over the next 5 years. What will be the consequences of doing the same thing that they're doing over and over again? Then have him write down why following a healthier lifestyle would be beneficial over the long term. Now notice how we ended on the positive. We ended on why changing habits would be a good thing. Focus the conversation on that side of the list. The bottom line is this: show your brother that you are there for them and that you simply care. Turn the traditional discussion on its head. By asking your brother to express their motivations and what they hope to achieve will motivate and empower them. Now, even if this doesn't work right away and you still get resistance, or if they don't seem interested, don't give up on them. Every so often, gently come back to this discussion. And again, don't give up on them. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Thank you so much again for the question, Pioneer. Don't forget, you can send me a question by emailing one to health@oldpodcast.com. Or if you want your voice heard on the show, come by oldpodcast.com/ask. Right on that page, you can record your question straight from your computer's microphone. It's really easy. You can even play back your message and do retakes before sending it in. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. Oh, and don't forget, if you're listening to this show on Spotify, right on this episode, you can submit a question. So you have plenty of options to send me your question. Do whatever works for you, and I'll answer it right here on the show. In the meantime, that's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening every day. Thank you for listening all the way through. Thank you for sharing the show with someone. I hope you have a wonderful start to your weekend, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for the Saturday show and where your optimal life awaits.